guilty. I wanna feel that it's wrong. I wanna know peace again. Wanna be singing a different song. It's only a question if somebody brings it up. So I'm pushing it down and praying he won't see it when I come. I'm pushing it down and praying.
Good evening, I guess. It's past midnight. Yeah, it is the morning. Hi, I'm Sabrina. I'm normally a DJ for The Stroll. And today we're here at a wonderful midnight so that some of my lovely guests could join us. Do you guys want to introduce yourself? I'll turn y'all's mics on. Okay. Michaela, you should be good.
Hello. Oh, this is me. I hear myself.
Isn't that interesting?
Cheers, y'all. I'm Michaela. How are we all tonight? This fine, I suppose it is Friday mm-hmm. now. I grew up right outside of Tufts. Here we are.
Your mic's on too, Amelia.
I just like that you're doing an intro.
I am doing an intro, yeah. And I'm going
to introduce yourself to the people.
I'm going to continue with my intro.
Okay, keep going.
And my fun fact is that my dad used to read the news for WMFO in 1983.
Shout out, Jim.
Shout out, Jim. If you're listening, Jim, he's probably asleep, hopefully.
Jim, love you, Jim.
Shout out to you, Amelia, ma'am.
Okay, my name is Amelia. I'm also from Winchester, or in Boston, like I tell everyone from college.
Real.
Which, if someone ever lives in Boston, hears that, they hate it.
No, but you know what, Sabrina lived in Boston for a couple of years, so that's like a translation to me, I think.
Yeah, I get to claim that I'm from Boston because that's where I tell creepy guys when I don't want to actually tell them where I'm from.
Apparently, though, in Lehigh, like Bethlehem, PA, like mm-hmm. people from Jersey who say they're from Jersey City but are not from Jersey City, apparently that's a way more hostile.
Oh.
Like I've seen a conversation happen between two people, and one person was outside Jersey City and one person was from Jersey City, and it was actually a big debacle.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, insane.
The tri-state area people, they throw down. Their regionality is it runs deep.
No, tri-state area is a good buffer from New York to the rest of the East Coast, I think.
I couldn't picture where that was right now.
The tri-state area, it's like where New York and New Jersey and Connecticut all meet up.
Oh.
Around New York City.
I have really big beef with New Jersey.
Why?
I hate it.
Oh.
I don't know why. Lehigh, like if you're, I go to Lehigh. It's in Pennsylvania.
We've heard.
If you drive like 15 minutes, you're going to get to Jersey. Like, you're right on the border. But, like, it sucks.
Jersey.
They don't let me pump my own gas.
Oh, that's true.
What this happened true. To the land of the free, home of the frame brave?
And it's late and it's also early. And I think
hashtag land of the pump your own gas. Can't do that there. Mm. And you know what's even worse? Like, I complained about this to someone because, as I should, this is my right.
Right.
Hashtag taking women's right away.
That's free speech.
One day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And someone from Jersey was like, well, like, we do that because it gives more jobs to people who wouldn't have them in the first place. And I'm like, okay, well, fuck you. Now you seem like an asshole.
Wow.
Valid. When they have a response to.
It was very just as well. That's what really pissed me off more.
Because when you're just trying to, like, just get something off your chest. And
it was also
response.
My professor. I brought this up. And, like, it was my professor. It was in office hours, and I was really upset.
I know
upset.
You go to office hours just to chat.
I love him. Hashtag shout out Jeremy Latow, Calm101. Love you. Pookie Bear.
We do love.
Biggest
we love our
fan.
Professors.
We love our professors. We do.
And we're going to keep it that way.
Hopefully.
Love the professors.
Can I start with my topic?
Yeah. My two wonderful guests here are devoted listeners of my show, which is The Stroll, which is alternating Thursdays at noon right now. But, you know, when the semester starts over, we might switch it up. But do you guys want to start with your topics?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Amelia's ready to jump in.
Amelia's prepped.
Okay. It might not be long.
That's fine.
Okay. I went to the Nutcracker today. Amazing. Great times. Loved the Nutcracker. So fun, right? Mm-hmm. A classic story.
Classic.
A classic.
Cult classic, if you will.
A cult classic, if you will. Basically, Rocky Horror Picture Show, but for wasps. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Just learned that vocab word the other day. No,
wasps.
The other, like, yeah, and now it's floating through my veins.
White Anglo-Saxon Protestants.
Yeah, I know. Because someone said I gave off waspy vibes. I don't know if they meant the bug or...
They probably
shout out
meant
to the people of our
they
youth.
Probably meant wasp as in the acronym.
I was wearing a tweed jacket.
Yeah.
That would do it. It's
were
not
you wearing
tweed.
Ralph
it's
Lauren.
Tweed.
It's the jacket that you showed me that you think is tweed, but it's not tweed.
It's like a fake tweed jacket.
Okay.
What even is tweed? Isn't it just a weave of like
it's
cotton?
It's a weird weave, yeah.
Okay. That was cotton.
So then how is it fake tweed?
It just didn't look like tweed.
She doesn't like it.
Oh, okay.
It just didn't look like tweed.
I'll show you.
Okay.
It
Is it giving Chanel? Because that Chanel has a lot of tweed. Or is it like my old couch?
No, it's giving like Blair Waldorf.
Yeah, so it's probably real tweed. I don't know how you can make fake tweed.
Well, it's from H&M and it was $20.
Oh.
That was what got me.
Hey, you know, fast fashion gets us all these days.
Oh, yeah. I'm kidding. Yeah. Cult classic, like Rocky Horror Picture.
Yep.
You know? For wasps. Okay. We're driving there. Well, it was beautiful. It was so amazing. Mm-hmm. I love it. It was gorgeous. I got all dressed up. I love that people get all dressed up. It really makes me really happy.
Yeah.
And we're driving there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my mom is like, we're talking about our favorite characters. And I was like, oh, my favorite character is definitely like Dewdrop. I think she's pretty sly.
Who the fuck is Dewdrop?
She's the one that leads like the Sugar Plum Fairies.
There's only one.
No,
there's the Sugar Plum and there's Dewdrop. They're different.
There's
the Sugar Plum Fairies.
Yeah, so if you watch it.
So if you watch the freaking show, you would
Yeah,
see.
Because the Sugar Plum, the ooh.
There's like Sugar the Plum Sugar Plum Fairy.
Okay, Sugar Plum is the one who does the pot of dough that like makes me sob.
Yeah.
And the Dewdrop.
She's the one that dances with the Nutcracker.
I do know that.
And Dewdrop dances with her posse.
She has the little, the flowers that dance
with her.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, it's different character.
My favorite. Arabian.
Arabian was great tonight. She was great. She was so mini too. Like she was just contour. Like she was clearly she was Abby size. She was mini.
So she was.
Shout out to our friend Abby.
Shout out to our friend Abby, who is a dancer at the University of Rochester. We love you, Abby. She's definitely asleep.
But
I like said Abby size. If this is like a federal state of measurement
right now. Yeah. No, as she was Abby, she was mini. Anyway,
yeah. Abby's like 5 foot.
We're in the car.
Yes.
And my mom goes, I really hate the character that tries to get with Clara.
The rat?
I was like, the rat? I need the you to go in. No, I was like, I need you to go into more detail and I need you to explain.
Oh, is she thinking the uncle?
Yeah, she's thinking Dosselmere.
She meant the uncle.
She meant the uncle.
That's
she
twisted.
She was like, yeah, the one that tries to get with Clara. I'm like, A, no, where did you learn get with?
No.
B, Dosselmere? He's like, yeah, like the one that gives her the Nutcracker. Like, they're like
the
flirting.
Uncle. The uncle.
Yeah, the uncle.
See, that's
Funkle, if you will. The Gunkle.
Gunkle.
That's what's wrong.
He's gay.
The way he points his toe.
I feel like we need to mention that everyone in this room is also gay.
Yeah, that's why we can detect it.
Yeah, I will say that is a problem when they have a Clara who's not like 7 years old playing Clara when it's
she
like a
was
grown
young.
Woman.
She was
oh,
young.
Oh, okay.
So my mom was like, oh, yeah, they're not.
I feel like
fucking.
They do. They
I'm
do
like,
like
yeah,
to
they're
have
not.
A, they do like to have a nice little. They do like to bring in younger ballerinas.
Yeah, they
for
weren't.
That role,
he wasn't
nice.
Trying to get in with anything, which mm-hmm. was good. And that's mm-hmm. the role of a uncle.
It's like
I didn't
Oliver
know they were
Twist,
uncle. I just thought he
but
was
without
like
the seasonal depression.
I thought he was like what's that guy from Oliver Twist?
Fagin.
Yeah, I thought he was like a Fagin vibe.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
Who's to say Fagin wasn't gay? Because
who's
he
Fagin
did, from Oliver Twist? He's the one who
we're dropping some theater kid lore, right?
Some
now.
Weird little orphanage.
Please,
of,
may I have some more?
Oh.
Well, yes.
That is
Oliver,
Twist.
Okay. That's Oliver.
Did he say to Fagin no?
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely.
I'm sensing the vibrations. Oh, I
are
also.
Are you on your school's course site right now?
No. This is the. I feel like I'm like a comp sci major whenever I'm in here because I have to like work the computer. I am not. That's the like playlist mainframe.
Can you see who's listening?
Probably somewhere, but I don't remember how. Guys, I'm exposing myself as a bad DJ, I fear.
Yeah, so moral no of the story, remembers. My mom thought that Dosselmere wanted to get with Clara.
That's
this is,
crazy.
Is this, this is after the show.
No, this is before the show. Like, this is her recollection
okay.
of it.
So
oh,
it's
wow.
not it's not a reflection on
no
ballet, Boston Ballet.
No, they did great.
That's
I think
good to
your mom's
yeah.
a twisted memory about
that. You know how, like, parents say, like, ear pods instead of, like, AirPods?
I
she
say
kept,
that.
Okay, that's gross. She kept saying, like, gumdrop, and I'm like, you're gonna get there.
You're gonna get there.
You're
it's
gonna get there. It's Dewdrop.
It's
you're
okay.
so close. You're gonna get there.
You know, but it's confusing because aren't those like little children that run out from under the skirt of Mother Gingerbread?
Those are.
Aren't they?
Yes. Those
aren't they gumdrops?
Are no, those are the. Okay, I'm looking it up.
You
I'm,
look it up
because I know what it is.
Oh, also unrelated. I just wanted to say this because the
Mother Ginger.
They've oh yeah,
Mother Ginger. Yeah,
so
she was my favorite character when
speak
I was a kid.
Your truth.
I loved her. I wanted to be under the skirt and like run out because I felt yes. like it was like so funny.
Starts with a P.
Also, my sister, like her company that she danced with, they had like would have a dude on stilts, so she was like super tall, so there could be more children.
I don't know how they did it. They were definitely on stilts.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I thought
Paula Chanel. They're Paula Chanel's.
Oh.
Oh. That's what that's
but
what the little
the
kids
way
are.
That the legs are moving were very manly and not still like that I thought she was on shoulders of someone.
Oh.
But that would be a lot.
I will say
they've been often. They've had men.
She was.
That's what I was saying. That was what I was saying. My sister's production of it would always have a man on stilts, like very small stilts, but still like enough that the kids like weren't in pain when they're like trying to like walk underneath the skirt. But I will say, as a cheerleader, I have so much newfound appreciation for the lifts that they do, because they that's like not. That's not like what they do. That's not what they're trained to
I'm do. I'm on ballet TikTok. I'm actually on point shoe fitting TikTok.
And I will stay.
I love watching them break it in.
It's so good. Like the little. My favorite part of point shoe fitting is there's this gay guy, this sassy little gay man, and he fits everyone for their point shoe.
Oh, really?
And he's like, sis, that is not your shoe. And he will make fun of the base of the shoe. And it's like, that's not flattering to your base. Because, like, the different... I'm going to sound so incompetent.
It's okay.
The different, like, a point shoe has, like, a...
A shank.
I almost said shaft. It has a shank.
Yeah, it's a shank.
And, like, the different, like, lengths of shank affect how your foot looks and, like, how your arch looks.
Especially with the different arch.
Yeah, and he gets these girls and gets them all fitted. And that's it's really great. Impressive. But I like when they do the crunchies. Like, you know, when they get the crunchies out and they, like, step on the crunchies.
I like
point shoe fitting sewing ASMR.
Breaking them in.
Yes. Break the functionality of my ankles, my feet, and my legs.
Don't you have point shoes?
Just, no.
Oh, I was going to say, that'd be dangerous if she did.
Just to wear the point shoes and do a little dance.
That's fair.
And I am a runner. I run, I'm a collegiate athlete. I run for my school. And that's kind of, I need those muscles.
You need those muscles,
and bones and whatnot intact.
Yeah,
I would risk it all. I would risk it all. That looks like so much fun to do the little that they do.
Yeah.
The little changement, if you will.
She went out the high school French.
Okay, French.
Well, that's what the term is called.
Yeah.
In ballet,
you know your stuff. You know your things.
Oh yeah.
My sister. So like, there are certain. Oh, also I have to say the FCC ID. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry about that. We legally have to say that. And I also have to...
Oh, I did read the manual.
I have to play a PSA at some point.
What's a PSA?
It's our version of ads, because we don't do ads because we're freeform and we're a college radio station, so we don't do ads, but we run PSAs.
Can I say a PSA?
Yeah, if you want to read from this wonderful book here, you can pick
one. I'll find one that I like. All right.
In the meantime, I'll explain. My sister... Like, when you go on point as a child, you have to, they work you up to it in ballet.
Right.
And they have to, like, teach you how to do it so you don't break yourself, like you're saying. And most people go on point around, like, middle school age. Like, that's, like, when you start learning how to go on point. Tell me why my sister was 10. I was like, girl, no wonder your feet are all messed up.
Oh, my God. She was 10?
She was a baby. And then I, like, think about how she would come home and, like, slough off the dead skin, like the gross ballet feet in her like little hot tub, her jacuzzi for her feet, her foot koozie, because my parents bought her one of those for her feet. And it makes a lot more sense. I'm like, oh, that was why you had funky feet.
You let me know when to go.
Found one that you want. All right.
This ladder safety one is really speaking to me.
I want y'all to write this one down.
Okay. So what do I do?
You just read the whole thing.
Okay. Ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in a basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet, it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Sorry, I'm being choked up. Ask... Guys, it's important. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WFMO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Good job.
Do you have to read an act? Do you have to play another one? Because that was really bad.
No, it's just the one.
One per hour.
It's just, it's one per hour, so that for each show.
That wasn't, Please take ladder seriously.
Yeah, please take ladder seriously.
I just giggled.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Because I was reading it good.
My grandfather fell, broke his leg. He's fine, though.
Is he okay? Oh,
that's good.
He's so fine.
My dad climbs onto our roof sometimes.
He's fantastic.
Oh, yes, he does.
He's always
but
up there.
But he has, like, a hard skull. Like, yeah. I feel like you could take a tumble.
He's trained.
Always up there.
He's trained. He climbs trees for a living, so it's chill.
I'll be driving down a random road, and I'll just see Greg and on a tree.
On a tree, yep.
I have never seen Greg in action, and I'm really upset about it.
He'll just be on a roof. He'll be on a tree. He'll be on a ladder going to a tree.
You know what I was thinking about
the other
day?
He's always in movement. He's
always I really want?
What?
Do you know, like, those movies where you, like, wake up and you're, like, in someone else's body?
Yeah.
I don't want to control Holly Dorr's life, but I'd like to see her, like, bird's eye view of, like, what she does.
It would probably make your stomach turn. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I feel like...
She's a doctor.
Yeah, so if you're not used to, like, surgery, it might be a little bit like...
Oh, never mind. Maybe Charlie Dorr might be...
Poor patients.
The mind of a 15-year-old.
He's 15? No, he's 12.
No, he's 15. He's a sophomore.
I don't like that.
Yeah, he old. He's also taller than me now. He's 5'8".
That's going to be crazy.
I forget.
See
yeah.
Don't you forget that, like, younger siblings grow?
He's such a little booger. I love him.
No, we do love
him. He's fantastic.
He's a munchkin.
He's fantastic.
He's my little munchkin boy.
Made my day every day at practice last year.
I'm so glad. Even though he totally shirked on running.
Hated it.
Does he still run?
Oh, you bet not. No, definitely not.
Does he do the ski team?
Yes, he does do the ski team. Yeah.
I saw them practicing the other day. Me and Colin were driving by and we're like,
The memes of being out there in the freezing cold. I forgot that Colin was on that team. I forgot that y'all,
me
like,
too.
That's like, oh, wow, blast of the past. I feel old.
Yeah, me too. Sorry.
And I fully was like, oh, my God, they're such good friends, because I have no metric for, like, when people are into each other. I literally was just like.
What do you mean I wasn't into him? I actually don't really like him right now.
Oh.
This is her boyfriend?
Context. This is her
clues.
Boyfriend. I have really bad metric for, like, when people are crushing on each
he
other.
He doesn't know I'm here.
What?
If he checked my location, it didn't come up. If he checked my location beat right now, he'd be like, why are you at Tufts?
Why are you at Curtis Hall? Random
you know,
place.
Why
he
not be at Curtis Hall?
He is at home. He hasn't texted me goodnight yet.
It's groovy in here.
Groovy in here. But
this
now you see
groovy.
Now you see why I was like, you guys should come. You should come bring
like
your
it,
you should
like
come
it,
take some.
Maybe
take
we'll
some
come
picks.
At 12 a.m. next
yeah.
time. No,
yeah.
p.m. This
yeah.
is the a.m.
This
the a.m. Damn right it
this
is.
This was a choice that we made that
That was
I
a
think,
choice.
I think we all regret.
You know what? You know what we should have played
we
for
did.
Our PSA?
What?
Susie Petrov.
Oh Lord.
You're done.
Blast from the past.
You're done. I fear you're done.
This is Susie Petrov? Boston, Massachusetts, USA. I want you to think about
climate change.
Real
it is affecting us all.
Real talk.
What
are
you
going
to
do
about
it? And then she plays her accordion.
Then she freaks out on the accordion. She busses
she
down
mad.
On the accordion.
And she real. Makes that accordion her...
She cooks
B-I-T-C-H.
Fries sautés that damn
wow.
accordion. It's
wow.
fantastic.
Yeah. Honestly, if you guys are curious, find it on YouTube. It's really powerful.
Susie
speaks,
Petrov,
speaks about
S-U-Z-I-E
space.
P-E-T-R-O-V.
Wow.
Climate change.
It's important.
I'm not going to spell that out for you.
You should know that. Yeah.
Average American listener. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Average American listener at midnight.
Average American
like
listener
why?
At midnight.
Can we get a call? Can we have someone call in?
No.
That'd be great, though.
No one's going to call in.
Hey, you.
No, okay, you're done. I'm going to stop you right there. If
Here,
you guys
I'll drop my number. You'll call.
No.
I'm kidding. No.
The station does have a number. People can call in and request stuff, but if you guys want to play music, we can. I mean.
No, I like this.
Okay.
Hey.
What's good?
Wait, did you have a topic?
I did have a topic.
Okay.
Yours was...
Is it funny?
Okay.
Are we funny?
Are we funny?
Anyways,
do you mind if I paint by number?
No. Oh, my God. Anyways, Michaela, go.
This is her equivalent of Subway Surfers on the bottom of a video, except it's in real-life conversations.
Mm.
It's the paint by number on, like, the on the bottom half of her vision.
It's really important.
And then on the top half of her vision is the real world.
This is how I go to bed every night. I do paint by number, and in the little corner of it, I have New Girl playing.
Wow.
For how many hours?
Three. Continue.
I like to watch YouTube.
I'm ready.
I've been on a Netflix grind and it's not very good. Oh, my topic was the nativity scene.
In
what's
what?
Who's your, like, Okay.
Like, just in general, the Jesus nativity scene.
Who is your favorite character?
Mary.
I would say...
Or the sheep.
You know, Amelia and I are in our religious era, so this is the prime time for you to ask us this. I would say...
That it is.
I, as a Catholic, am always... Mary's my girl. I love her. I would also say, though, my dad actually made fun of the nativity scene that we have in our house because it's a precious moments nativity scene.
What does that mean?
Precious moments, they're like those like creepy little porcelain dolls with like the teardrop eyes.
Ooh.
That I was obsessed with in like middle school and like elementary school.
Yes. You know, that obsession makes a lot of sense for you.
Yeah, no, and they're like super expensive. But anyways, I loved them. So we have a nativity scene of them. And there's an angel. And I really like the angel. I like, there's a shepherd. I like the shepherd. And you know what? I love the little porcelain sheep. All right. I'm going to talk about it.
The little sheep. The we got to go. We got to go in ours.
Oh,
we have a goat too.
A sheep and a goat.
As a Christian, not a Catholic.
Oh my gosh. Same thing. As a Protestant.
I'm not a Protestant. I'm non-denominational.
That's what a Protestant is, babe.
I'm a Protestant.
Yeah, okay.
You're just like overarching Protestant.
Protestant is everything that's not Catholic or Orthodox. So there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
But I dabble in Catholicism.
We tip our toes in.
That's fair.
You dip more than your toe in.
I dip my feet in, but that's fine. Anyways, continue. Who's your favorite character?
I really like, I have this guy in mind, and he has like a really big beard, and he's a lantern. He's not a kneeling one. He's a standing one, and I think that means a lot to him.
Yeah. I saw someone, it was a tweet once.
I think it's the farmer, because he's not holding anything, so he's definitely not.
The innkeeper. Yeah,
probably, he might be the innkeeper, or he's a shepherd. Innkeeper.
Yeah, I think so. I really feel for him.
Love this one tweet I saw once. It was a screenshot of a tweet posted on Instagram, as the best ones are.
Right.
And... It said a virgin birth. Now I can believe that. I can be convinced. But three wise men.
Three men that
together?
Are wise.
Together. Three wise men.
Is that so good?
Three wise men.
It's so true.
My favorite.
It's easier when you understand that they're also kings. They're three.
The three kings.
Yes.
Well, and they'll make anyone king.
When has a king been wise?
Because they were. I think they were wise because they knew that they were this was a significant birth. I think that's what makes them wise, is the fact that they, like, brought gifts.
Hey, every birth is significant.
But didn't the angel tell them?
Okay. Okay. Yeah, be not afraid, babes.
Your birth was just as significant as Jesus's
was. No, I don't think it was.
Mine was.
Oh, wow.
Mm. I'm a savior. You know what my favorite TikTok is?
The blasphemy.
She's gonna get smited.
The blasphemy.
Do you know my favorite? Yeah, I'm gonna... That.
You're gonna get smote.
I'm sorry. Smote. I'll have to pray tonight. You know what my favorite TikTok is?
What?
It's a photo of that road sign that says men working. And then on the photo it just says good.
No, or I like men at work. And then they just start playing Down Under, that song by that band. Yes. The band Men
if
Under.
If you can... Oh,
or
okay.
Men at Work. Men at Work. Men at Work. The song
you know
Down
the song.
Under.
It's and all then about down Australia. Under.
Yeah, I could play it right now. Actually, could I...
Could be.
Just because I'm from Australia doesn't mean I understand a song that Americans written about Australians. That's like saying,
your family's from Australia.
Hey, let her have this.
I'm Australian.
True.
She's Australian, period. Okay. She's Australian, period. Are you Australian? No, you're not.
Some guy in college goes, you look Australian.
That's a crazy statement.
Right?
What does that even mean?
What does that mean?
What does that mean? That's like saying you look American. Roots. Like, girl, what?
My hair is dyed darker.
But like,
and I look
people,
pale as a ghost.
There are people in Australia who are like, Aboriginal and
right.
Asian. Like, there are people who are not white in Australia. So
Australia
how do you look
is a
Australian?
Very
I feel like the only way you can look Australian
place.
Is to either be Steve Irwin.
For real.
Actually, he's
adjacent
my lookalike.
To Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
In
love
vibe.
I love Chris
or
Hemsworth.
To be Aboriginal.
You are Chris Hemsworth. Don't worry, Pookie.
I see you as actually all the Hemsworth.
Do you think I look Australian?
Combined.
I don't know what that meant. Do you think he was like...
Maybe he just meant that you look like you are like you would go to Bondi Beach or something. Like maybe you just look like beachy. I don't know.
Was this before or after or like not at all that you told him that your family's from Australia?
Oh, this was after because I was like, oh, so this was like he was because it was in our orientation group. And my fun fact is always like, oh, like I'm going to Australia all the time. I'm my dad's from Australia and
right.
You can't really say you're like Australian or like half Australian
because then people are
going to
be like, yeah, people are going to be like, where's the accent?
Yeah. I don't say I'm Irish. I say I'm Irish American, like Irish descent.
Australian American isn't a thing,
yeah.
But I am.
It's a culture.
Polish,
you make it work.
No. Polish, Irish, Scottish, and Nordic. That's
we've all
your
got the
combo.
Polish. We've all got the Polish.
Nordic,
right?
Though, I'm a Viking. Okay. No one's going to give you an award for that.
Okay, thanks.
You sit over there and you think about what you did. You're Polish AccuWeather woman.
Okay.
Sit over there.
What about Sláinte? Is that good for you?
I don't know what that is.
It means Sláinte. Health. It's okay. It's like a cheers when you're drinking.
Sláinte.
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
A cheers in Australia is
cheers. Let me guess. Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Perhaps it's cheers.
It's taking a shrimp off the barbie.
Oh my god.
You know what I really like? I like how Australians say tattoo. It's tattoo.
Tattoo. No. Sorry. Tattoo. No, you got that.
No, say it again.
Tattoo.
I like how they say art milk.
Art milk.
What are you trying to say?
Oat milk.
Oh.
See, you're clearly an Australian. I understood every single word that she said.
Art milk. That's the only thing. It's not even
Sabrina's
a good accent.
Holding up an L over her forehead, but to me it looks backwards.
It also does.
Because I'm blonde. I'm blonde.
At least you're not like a bubble, like a...
This looks like it's bleach. Correct
It
me.
Was correct, don't worry, Sabrina.
I can't read.
It wasn't backwards. That's the best part.
I never said it was backwards. I said, I can't read it.
Oh, not dyslexic.
Did you know when I was younger, my mom and my teachers were all convinced that I was dyslexic.
Oh, that's right.
They thought I had ADD. They thought that I had ADHD. They thought I had autism. And I went to the doctor and they were like, she's just a
lazy. They thought
you
had everything.
They thought I had everything under the sun.
She just doesn't want to do this
They were like, she just is unmotivated. She doesn't want to read your magic treehouse books.
Wow.
Okay.
Brutal.
All right. And my mom was like, I just wasted all these tests on you because you're lazy and don't want to do this.
One time I pretended to be diabetic for a week and they were doing it.
I thought I was diabetic.
In second grade.
One of my friends was like, I eat so many pancakes, ate eight pancakes a day, and the pancakes here are like loaded with sugar. And one of my friends was like, I think you might be pre-diabetic, and I've been stressed about it ever since.
Anyways, you are not pre-diabetic. You have too much other stuff going on. You can't be pre-diabetic.
I can't add that on top of it. Anyways, continue.
Even if that happened, you couldn't address it.
I like this date shirt that you got rocking on.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's form-fitting. I like it.
You have Under Armour as your sponsor.
We have everything as our sponsor.
So we
technically right now it's New Balance.
That's that D3 life.
Right now it's New Balance.
We only have Under Armour at Lehigh.
This
and
is older.
It's crappy.
Yeah, this is obviously old. You can see.
We haters. Are we Under Armour haters?
Older. Well, it's just like Nike is and New Balance are known to just be better sponsors.
Yeah, I do love them.
Nike? I hate Nike.
Adidas?
They make fantastic
Adidas.
I was going to say more Adidas, depending on your persuasion. I don't like their cheer uniforms. I'm going to say right now. That's the only thing I care about.
What is that fabric like? Because I see it on you and I want to know. Is it like stretchy?
No.
Oh.
It's not stretchy at all. Like
Does it hold the women in?
Yes. We have Varsity. That's so there's important. Different brands. That's there's different important. Brands. So our brand is Varsity Spirit, which Loke should be investigated as a monopoly on the cheer industry because imagine if like the dude who invented basketball or like imagine if the NBA owned like every single basketball venue, like all of the brands that make basketball clothing, mm-hmm. all of the like coaching regulations. Like imagine if literally everything was held under the jurisdiction of this one company. That's
Nike's what, trying to do that for
that
track.
That's Varsity Cheer.
Yeah.
Like that is Varsity Spirit. So our unis are from there and they're very
uni.
They're kind of stretchy, but they're more. Next time I have my uniform, you can come
feel
it.
I feel like I can picture this.
Yes. It's exactly what it looks like. It's not smooth.
Right.
It's the most like fabric.
It's fabric.
It's the most fabric you've ever felt.
That's what I was like
life.
Picturing. It's like fabric.
It's like thick.
It's like full fabric.
Yes. It's thick and
like,
you'll sweat in it.
Do you like the brown one or the yellow?
How old are these uniforms?
Blue one better.
Excuse me. The blue one is older. The blue one they kind of phased.
Blue one is cute.
Thank you. The blue one they phased out. I think the brown ones are as of like last year and they phased out the blue ones.
Why?
Sometime around last year because they were getting old and
wait, how old are we talking?
I have no idea. I have never asked. But we only brought them out of retirement for senior day because there weren't enough brown uniforms for everyone to wear them.
Mm-hmm.
So we gave the brown uniforms to the seniors and then everyone else wore blue uniforms. This was what I missed this, unfortunately.
Mm. Where were you?
Don't remember. I think I was sick.
Love.
Because I think that was the week. I was sick for like a whole week
first
this semester. It was
year.
So brutal. I was so ill. I couldn't go
I
to
had
anything.
Like walking pneumonia. It was brutal.
Oh my God. Leo's sister had that. crazy.
I don't understand the difference between pneumonia and walking pneumonia. Can you walk if you have pneumonia?
No, I think that's the point. One is like you're bedridden and you can't do anything, and the other one is like you feel horrible but you can still walk.
I've seen people who have pneumonia who can walk.
This is true.
You've had pneumonia. Could you walk?
When I had pneumonia, there were times when I couldn't and times when I could.
I feel like that's what makes it walking pneumonia.
I've never had pneumonia.
Me neither. We should probably Google it. Before we,
I thought you said we should. I thought you were gonna say we should probably get it.
No.
Can we be pneumonia'd together?
I do not want pneumonia. Thank you very much.
What's like another like sickness like that that really kicks you? Kicks you while I get down.
Question.
Scarlet fever.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. The one that dropped Beth.
I was just trying to think of like ye olde diseases.
Tuberculosis. Ooh, that's the
like
one.
Mimi in La Boheme.
Never seen it. Real talk.
Yeah, because it was...
Which one? Scarlet fever or tuberculosis?
Tuberculosis.
Or croup?
Do you think if I ate cereal croup when I got home, that would be a bad decision?
Croup? I don't know. I feel like it's croup? Definitely one of the classics. It's one of the classics. It's like
is
the
what Rent
something.
Was based off of. And they just switched... It was... The main disease in La Boheme was tuberculosis, and it's an opera. And then when they based Rent off of it, they made it AIDS to make it more, like...
Relevant
and
was
also
it, does
accepting.
It take place in the 80s?
Croup? La Boheme?
No.
Rent?
I've never seen Rent.
Rent? You've never seen Rent?
I've never seen Rent.
No, Rent is like the 90s.
I still remember... I love you so much, but I still remember we were like 10 years old and you were like, my favorite Broadway like production is Rent. And like all of our teachers were like, excuse me?
No, it was bad. My mom brought me to go see it when I was like really young. And
I don't think that I would have been able to like, you also were like, I love Hairspray. Like, I don't think I would have been able to conceptualize Rent as a child. Like, I don't think I would have gotten it.
It's grade, good.
And you were really into Spring Awakening.
I have never seen Spring Awakening, so you're imagining
say,
something.
I think that's incorrect.
You liked some of the songs from it.
I don't... Okay,
I
but that's different
Mama
than, like,
Who Bore Me. That's one song. I don't even think that's from Spring Awakening.
It is from
Spring Awakening. Spring Awakening is a twisted
I've never seen it. I don't know. You know what I love right now, though, that I'm really enjoying? I saw Wicked on Broadway when I was really, really, really little, so I don't know what happens next.
Wow.
I don't know what happens next.
I'm gonna... This is my, this as
yeah, like
the only...
Yeah, I forget too. I saw it in Boston.
Like, I kind of know. Like, I understand. And I understand that, like...
I'm sorry.
Spoiler ahead. Okay? Spoiler ahead. Shut your ears off for a couple minutes. I know, like, Bach is the Tin Man. And whatever, the hot one, Jonathan Bailey.
Fiero? Dare I say?
Is the Scarecrow. Like, that. I know that happens. I don't know how we get there. I forgot the animal thing was an entire subplot.
Yeah, I forgot entirely about the animal thing.
And the fact, the goat really upset me.
That they made it a whole goat.
Did you see the Wicked movie?
Okay, I'm gonna... That's what I was gonna say. I'm gonna say something. And as the only non-theater kid in this room, please do not jump across the desk.
Okay.
I have only ever seen Wicked when my sister performed it as a ballet.
Valid.
That's okay.
And I have not seen the movie. Have I seen the interviews between
Alphabet,
Cynthia?
She?
Yeah, she was Alphabet.
The
have
interviews
I,
are all you need to
the
see.
The interviews? Have I seen the interviews? Yes. Have I seen the Holding Space interview? Absolutely.
I've seen the interview about the interview.
Space right now.
Excuse me?
There's
yeah.
an interview about the interview.
What? Can we play it?
It's like, Ariana Grande's like, I remember thinking to myself, I have no idea what this means. I remember thinking, am I okay? Am I not hearing this right? And then it meant something to Cynthia because she obviously got it. And she was like, yes, this is what I want. Mm-hmm. That means I didn't know that was
sometimes
happening.
Sometimes Ariana Grande is very, very relatable. And
she's
sometimes
so
she looks
funny.
Like she's a brink away from death.
And sometimes she cheats on her husband with another person.
With
husband.
Buck. Buck. It's me Buck. And Buck.
Me and Buck.
Can we play it?
I'm going to refrain.
We deserve
what about rights?
Each other, me and Buck.
Okay, I think
that's all you need to know.
Just so you know, WMFO does have like live performances sometimes where like bands can come in and they can
perform.
Do you
want me to do it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's I think
really
that you should
cool.
come in and you should sing.
Wait, I'll do
for the masses.
Solo.
Can I do one line?
That one song.
Sure.
Okay, wait.
You should sing for the masses.
Wait,
I think
wait.
Is it the
wait,
one
wait,
with
wait.
Me and Bach?
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, she's singing the background music too.
Wait.
She needs to find the key.
Wait, I don't know what song it is though.
Okay.
It might be Dancing Through Life.
Oh my god. I was with Abby at the mall the other day and she just goes, Dancing Through Life.
Bro,
like every 2 seconds.
She is Dancing Through Life.
She is Dancing Through Life.
Call back to our friend Abby, who is a dancer at University of Rochester.
Oh yeah.
See, the audience now knows this.
Oh, BT Dubs, if you guys ever have any reason to be in Edmonton, Canada, go see Ballet Edmonton. I'm plugging my sister's ballet. Go
oh,
see
she's
her.
She's in Canada now?
She moved to Canada.
Good for her.
Apt timing.
Wait,
from Texas.
I completely blacked out. Who moved to Canada?
Fiona moved from Houston to Canada.
Oh! Wait, where in Canada?
Which is Whiplash. Edmonton.
Which I don't know where that is.
Crazy Whiplash.
Can you give me a city close?
In Alberta.
I don't
know where. Okay. So there's the province.
All I know is where.
The province directly above us, mm-hmm. right? That's Quebec. All right. Then you go two provinces over.
Okay. I appreciate
that. And you get to Alberta. It's like right above like Idaho and all them.
It's right next to. Next to Saskatchewan, I believe.
Yes.
I forget
Saskatchewan's in the middle.
Saskatchewan's.
People
the one
at
over.
Lehigh call it Suckaweenie.
Oh.
Saskatchewan? No.
Yeah. Why is that? Like, wait, why is that relevant to people at Lehigh?
Yeah, who has ever been from Saskatchewan?
Hey. Hey, we love Saskatchewaners here.
This is true.
Saskatchewanians. It's also a dope name. Do you guys remember the song we had to sing? Sixth grade. Choir.
If I sing this to you, can you look it up after and know that I'm really accurate with it?
Sure.
Okay. You ready?
Yep, you got it. Rip that.
We deserve each other. Aunt Galinda helped it come true.
Oh, Lord.
We deserve each other, me and Bach.
And she says it just like that, too.
Wait, I need to find
See,
it.
See, I grew up on Star Wars as well as Star Trek, so don't freak.
Duh,
but when you say Bach, I just think you're saying Spock. Peace. What is this? Live long and prosper.
Right.
Peace be with you.
Yeah, peace be with all the listeners out there. I'm so... Sorry.
I hate that me and Bach is like a top search.
That's crazy. But yeah, no, I have not seen Wicked. I have no idea what happens. All I know is that I'm confused because this is why I'm confused. Let me break it down for you.
Yeah.
In the original Oz, I'm confused about who dies because people are saying that Elphaba is the one who dies under the house, but I was
no,
just, I was like, she's the one who dies underwater.
So mm-hmm. Elphaba's sister, Nessa Rose, in the second act, she becomes a little, the one that I just
she's
sang.
The one who's in love with Bach.
Oh.
Bach.
Yes. She is the one
that's
who lands under the house.
That's Miss Striped Pantyhose.
Yeah. Yes, because I was like, people kept being like, oh, you know that, sorry, hold on, I'm trying to figure it out.
It's okay.
That. What's the name of the woman
who
played?
She was the first
Judy
house the boots down.
Yeah, Judy Garland.
Oh, you're done. Judy Garland. So there, you know how there's that clip of her being like, what happened was no miracle. It was just this. The wind began to twist. Yeah, that.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
people are making memes and they're
right.
like.
It's like.
They're like Glinda.
Glinda's
Glinda
like,
freaking
bitch,
out
I have
when,
no
she's
time for you.
When she's realizing that her best friends got killed by a house. And I'm like, but I thought that the one who got killed by the house was the one who
yeah,
got killed
yeah,
with a bucket of water.
Yeah. It's she. Yeah. So it was Nessa Rose that got killed by the house.
Okay, so everyone making those memes is an idiot. Got
They're
it.
All
They're just wrong.
They're just wrong. They just don't know their stuff. They don't know they're wicked, and I feel like that's a crime.
Nessa Rose must become wicked at some point because she is the Wicked Witch. They sing Ding Dong the Wicked Witch
yeah,
is Dead.
Yeah, they did not like
witch
her.
Witch Witch, the Wicked Witch. There's two Wicked Witches. They did not specify. There's so the two. Thing is that we have a Wicked Witch song about her being dead before the real Wicked Witch is dead.
I think we
no,
need to wait
wicked.
For part two.
Yeah, they're both wicked, though.
But I feel in the original film... And I said a film to be pretentious.
Film.
I mean, that's why I say I call them films.
What is the difference between a film and a movie?
I you guys know me because I say, I got that on film whenever I took a video of something. And apparently that's no longer normal these days.
I got that on video.
I got that on film. So like I say film when I'm talking about like movies, but there's no difference. It's just like people make fun of pretentious like movie bros because they're like, it's a film. It's cinema.
It's
and
cinema.
I'm like, I don't even know.
But don't
like,
it's
part
two. Too.
But
and that
I
is cinema.
Love on YouTube because I love to watch like 2 hour long video essays because it's good for my brain. I love to watch this guy named Matt Bernstein, I think is
yes.
his last name. But he.
Yes, I know the one.
Yes, I love him. And he did this like whole.
A Bit Fruity podcast.
Yes, A Bit Fruity podcast. I love him.
Plug.
He did this whole thing about how like. He was analyzing whether or not Glinda's like a fascist.
I listened to that whole episode.
Interesting.
And
I love that
he's
one.
He's like, who really is the Wicked Witch? Is it the one who went against the status quo and the freaking, what do you call homeboy?
Fiero?
Oz. No.
Oz boy?
No. Totalitarian.
Was
that's the
Oz?
Word I was looking for.
Oh, we were
he's
so
like,
far.
No, I was thinking like political terms.
Political term.
He's
yes.
like
a dictator. Yes.
Yeah, he's like a dictator, totalitarian vibes. And they were like, who really is the criminal here? The one who buys into the status quo, the system that oppresses her best friend or.
Well.
Yeah,
well,
you
know. I had a thought.
And it's okay. We're going to wait for that to come back.
And you're, I have a thought and I'm going to say my thought and you're going to think about your thought.
Okay.
Glinda, in The Wizard of Oz, this is. She has political, you know, people who also hold political power or sway over the masses, whether that be like cultural or political. And think about the Wicked Witch of the East. This is Miss House the Boots Down. We have Wicked Witch of the West, Miss Hat Defying Gravity, holding space. Mm-hmm. And then we have Mr. Oz. Mm-hmm. And we have
Jeff Goldblum.
I have a question.
Only ever Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah.
And yes.
Glinda is the Good Witch of the South.
The North.
Where is the freaking North Witch?
She's the North.
No.
No, she's of the South.
She's of the South.
I'm looking the South.
I'm the North Witch.
That's also, I feel like that should have been mentioned.
Can we talk about how the fact that Glinda has absolutely no power. She's just really good at marketing. Like, she can't do, like, the whole, like, joke in Wicked Part 1 is that, like, Glinda is a crappy wizard.
Yeah.
And, like, the only reason she's getting into these classes is because Elphaba is, like, a star kid and Madame Or.
Witch of the North. Witch of the North.
She's a witch of North and who's the witch of the South?
That's the question, right?
And Madame Oracle's like...
Oh, she's the North in the movies, South in the novels.
Oh. Yeah, sit with that knowledge. Sit with that, because I wasn't wrong.
Hold space for that.
Hold space for North that. In the movie.
Hold
space I wonder what she's in the Wicked. In Wicked.
Wicked is probably... It's probably... Oh, also, fun fact. Mm-hmm. The guy who wrote Wicked, like the book, went to Tufts.
Oh, shout out.
Local hero. Guy who made Escalators went to Lehigh, and if you went to Lehigh campus, you'd know why. Just one big hill.
Well,
I want you to look out that window right now, and I want you to appreciate
it. I see flat space.
Base is flat, flat. It's beautiful.
We both hate you right now.
We don't like you.
Fantastic.
We both go to the college on
the
hill.
We're actually holding space. There's about 86 people in the entire campus, though.
How many? So,
86.
Oh, wow.
Total.
Close.
Crazy.
Love.
About. Estimate.
We have about 4 million, and I love watching everyone walk between classes because
million?
It looks like ants on a hill.
Million with an M?
Yes.
What?
There's like 4 million people on this campus.
I feel like that's weird.
And why are you looking at me like
that?
I feel like
that's high. You need to tell me the actual number right now.
If it's 4 million, it's like, the population of Ireland is 6 million.
It's like, it's the actual the actual like number of students. And if you include grad students, I'm pretty sure the entirety of Tufts is like 13K.
Okay, thank you. Because you were saying 4 million. I got really confused. It's 12 a.m. I'm not going to get there to the actual.
Oh, it is 13K. Enroll.
Yeah, that's right. Sit with that.
But there's also probably...
Hold space for that.
There's also, like, you know, faculty and staff.
Yes. I like how you're in sports mode right now in your shirt as if you are going to go somewhere.
So, no, she's going to run home from here. We're not driving her home.
Oh, like, that is adventure mode. When you put your thumbs in the thingies.
Oh, yeah. When you put your thumbs in the thumb holes of the sleeve.
In the sleeve thumb holes. That's how you know.
I went to a meet today. And it wasn't my track meet. I just spent my days on track meets. I did.
Yeah,
oh, you did? How they do?
I actually didn't pay attention to how they did. I just watched my people race. I don't care how the team did because, like... I don't know. I don't know these people anymore. But my people that I do know, my distance runners, I did pay attention to, and they ate that up.
Great.
They ran so fast.
I just got my nails done, and the lady who did my nails, amazing.
Yay.
They're gorgeous.
They are quite gorgeous.
They're like an opal.
They're giving Hailey Bieber.
Well, they're like, they have like a blue undertone.
Hailey Bieber's nails, not
they're
Hailey
like
Bieber
milky
the
white. I'm explaining for the people who are listening. They're milky white and
the,
oval.
The people who are
listening. I don't know. Maybe you're up late studying for finals. Some people, unfortunately, still have finals tomorrow.
I have faith that one person tomorrow. Is listening.
There, yeah, there's definitely more than one person listening. If I remembered how to check how many people are listening, I would let you know.
Mm. Anyway, and she was like, "Who did your nails before?" Because they botched them.
That's brutal.
And I got them done in Bethlehem,
imagine
Pennsylvania.
It was you.
Not Bethlehem.
And she drilled my nails.
Isn't it kind of crazy that, like, you go to college in a place that's named after the city of David and now it's Christmas time?
Actually, Christ was born in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
It was not in the Middle East.
No.
I was going to say a name of a country and I decided I'm not going to.
No. We can't go there.
We're not going there.
We can't go there today.
I was going to say Jerusalem.
You know, we can't go there. That's not the city of David. So someone didn't read their Bible.
But I thought Jerusalem was Jewish.
So Jesus was Jewish.
Indeed. Oh,
indeed.
That's why the city of David, that's who David is.
They don't put that in our Protestant Bible.
Oh, goodness. I guarantee it's in the Old Testament. Don't worry.
I've never read a Bible. You've read the Bible cover to cover. Are we going to talk about that?
Did you ever finish it?
Because, no, she did.
Well, Sabrina.
I didn't finish the Old Testament, not yet, but we're close. We're halfway through.
No, okay. Sabrina. Mm-hmm. We glazed over this fact. Mm-hmm. You read the First Testament, the New Testament.
Yep.
Cover to cover.
Yes.
You read it.
Yes.
And we all were like, yeah, cool, great. No, yeah. Not yeah, cool, great. We glazed over that.
I think that most people just didn't want to acknowledge it. They were like, that's, like, weird.
Yeah, because you told us, like, over a trip where no one was having a good time. So we were all like, nah.
Was this Vermont?
This was when I got talked to.
I didn't want to say it in case anyone ever listens to this. But yes. Okay. Yes. We're all thinking of the same one.
Yes.
So.
It was partially really fun. There were really good moments.
I thought in general it was great.
Yes.
Are you sad you can't come to Vermont?
Okay, bring up my pain.
Okay, bring air her out on the radio waves. Guys, today I went to the dentist, right?
Yeah.
And this is just, I'm going to nerd out for a second. Okay. So I took an astronomy class this year. And in it, we learn, it's called The Invisible Universe. Shout out Professor Saina. I love you.
What a good name.
Mm-hmm. And it's the Invisible Universe. It's about how we observe things in space without the optical frame of visible light. So today I got an x-ray done of my teeth because I went to the dentist. I was really, really excited about the fact that I was like next to an x-ray, and now I'm like really excited about the fact that we're like literally emitting radio waves at this moment.
I think about the radio waves.
Do you
want to
go soon?
No, I'm just surprised that I've been yapping for this long. I didn't even realize how long you've been here.
You can just tap into
I've been looking at there's a giant red clock above you guys, so I've been
I haven't. I like how there's boobs on the wall.
You're welcome. Do you like Abraham Lincoln with lipstick on the wall as well?
He's surveying.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of interesting things.
Update from my father, who was here in the 80s. He says that this studio has been revamped. So all these stickers and everything that's decorating the walls is new, but the hallway looked the same as it did in 1983.
Very cute.
So we're in a time capsule.
Very classic. Michaela, what are you going to do when you get home?
Sleep.
To go to bed.
I low-key want to eat a bowl of cereal.
Real.
Is that wrong?
I have a food headache, I think.
I already had my evening cereal.
Yeah. I haven't had mine yet.
Do that. You gotta do that.
What is your go-to eating cereal? Because I'm a big... Well, me and my roommate beef about this. She literally thought she got Honey Nut Cheerios and she didn't, and she wouldn't eat them.
Was it plain Cheerios?
Yeah.
They're
I what? Love plain Honey Cheerios.
Okay. I can't imagine being a hater of plain Cheerios. I like Honey Nut.
Honey Nut is so much better.
But it's better. It's better, but I wouldn't. But, I love normal Cheerios as well.
I had those too.
Here's my thing, right? Sit with this.
Okay.
So
I'm holding space.
Hold space. So like I a lot of times have vanilla oat milk. I cannot eat regular milk with my cereal because my tummy doesn't
like
it.
I do oat milk too. Yeah.
So
that's okay.
If you do
if
you do regular cereal with vanilla oat milk, and if you do Honey Nut with regular oat milk, perfect.
Same thing.
But if you do regular oat milk, regular Cheerios, vanilla oat milk, but Honey Nut, there's a lot going on.
So I'm here to bring a opinion that Mindhuppy shared. If I had, you ready? Frosted Flakes, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Honey Nut Cheerios, regular Cheerios, regular Cheerios.
I would do Honey Nut.
I'm gonna be real. I every day, not every day, frequently for lunch, I will go to DeWick, which is the dining hall at Tufts.
DeWick. Okay.
DeWick McPhee. As in Nanny McPhee. It makes me laugh. Oh, man, I should post it on Side Chat.
What a good movie.
What a good movie. I should post that on Side Chat. By the way, I have so many upvotes on Yik Yak. I just want you all to know that.
I deleted my Yik Yak. It's a toxic environment.
Ours is funny. After we streaked the library, and yes, my team streaked the library.
Like you said, we. You included yourself in that.
She did streak.
I did.
I know. You're just broadcasting that over the airwaves.
I'm not ashamed.
Wow.
I'm proud of you.
I'm not ashamed. I think it was beautiful.
I would go streaking. Would you go streaking with me, Sabrina?
No.
Why?
What
if there's a big group of 30? Like, what's your number?
It was 30 plus of us. It was 30 plus.
No, yeah. Sabrina, just us. Like, what's your number? Like, how low could you get a people to go streaking with?
It also depends on what you're describing as streaking. Like, how much clothing am I wearing?
Middle of the night naked.
None.
Middle of the night naked.
Shoes depending.
Okay.
If
it's middle of the night naked and no one's around, girl, like three. But like if there's people about, that changes.
How late did you go streaking?
Well, it was 8 p.m., but it was inside a library that was well lit and well packed because people would go.
You went inside?
It was inside a library.
You streaked inside?
Yes.
Isn't that an outdoor thing?
You can do it either
place. I will say
it was during finals week, so everyone was studying and people did go. They made it was a
crowd. Did they take photos?
Probably not, because they'd be yelled at by everyone else around them. But yeah. If someone did,
Tufts,
I don't know.
Is like they good used to them. Have a streaker on the quad during finals week, and then the school got mad at them. And one of my professors was like, "I think it's so funny because the whole point was to be rebellious." And then the school told the kids like, "You can't streak the quad," and they were like, "Boo! I guess we can't streak the quad." And my professor was like, "Oh, you rebels!"
Yeah, literally.
Bad Bama Jammas.
Yeah. The streaking is sanctioned. We have a naked campus. It's okay.
That's crazy.
We have a topless campus, so we could go topless.
So Tufts is very well covered.
Yeah, I feel like you're right.
We're in Puritan.
You're
Boston,
right
I fear.
In the city.
Yeah,
we do
not the city. You're not in the city, but you're right in
a gauche. We're close.
You're adjacent.
You're in
like
one of the most populated areas.
We are approach to the city.
Like my idea with Somerville is that like
I thought Somerville was one of the highest like human density.
My idea
towns.
Is like you could live in Boston or you live right outside of Boston in Somerville or like Cambridge. Mm-hmm. That's my idea.
To be fair, I will say this campus is majority in Medford. The part of it that's in Somerville is like the little tiny bit that's like our athletic fields.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm thinking the entirety is in Somerville.
No.
We're in Medford.
You're
right
in
now.
Medford. Like, the town currently. Line is, like, a couple football fields that way.
I just always drive this way to going to Somerville. I was yes. Pass, I'm going to pass by your dorm.
Yeah, you should wave at it. You should say, hey, girl, what's
hey,
good?
Girl, hey. We went to, I haven't been to Somerville at this break. I haven't had any.
Let's do it.
We should.
I have nothing going on ever, so.
I love that. We went to, Colin and I went to Harvard Square to get tacos.
Ooh.
Today.
Ooh.
Well, yesterday.
Ooh.
Yesterday.
Yum.
And they were good. They were good. I wanted pasta.
We should go back to Berryline.
Yes.
I need mochi bites. Right now? Girl, I hope it's not those poor workers.
For the workers, I was going
to
say.
Those poor workers. Shout out to them. I would cry.
The minimum wage in Pennsylvania is $7.
You're kidding. The federal?
$7.
Is that even federal minimum wage?
I think it's right around that.
It's right around that.
Because I feel like federal is like 7.25.
I was like, I have a work study job, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know how wise came to my brain. I have a work study job.
Yeah, it is the federal minimum.
Yeah. I have a work study job, and they're like, your pay is $10. No worries. It's a really simple job. And I'm like, oh, like, are you guys like, I made a joke that it was below minimum wage. And they're like, no, we pay you over minimum wage. And I'm like, what? And they go, you're from Mass.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I am from Mass.
Massachusetts has a really good minimum wage.
Well also, hell, wage. Cost of living.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, it's a really good minimum wage if you're not actually living off of
the
it.
The good thing, yeah, because we have parents.
We have houses in which to say that we do not pay for. Yes. So, that's indeed. Why. But.
Yeah.
Do you pay for your house?
We rent.
The way that you said, true, yeah, true. I was like.
Yeah, I pay. I pay the bills.
Like, girl, what?
I pay them
You
bills.
Said it like you were about to be like, yeah, no, I pay bills.
I pay my own
Some
bills.
People do.
I
know?
Put down my mortgage.
Hey, there are some people who contribute to the bills. So.
We rent. Yeah. So, and after we sold the house, it was probably kept us fine for renting. Mm-hmm. Hashtag love renting.
Hashtag
big,
renting forever.
Big, big, big fan of renting.
Renting makes a lot of sense.
My mom is dabbling between just moving up to Vermont or buying a new house here, and I don't know how to say to her so politely that if she just moved to Vermont, I would be staying with a friend's house over break.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't stay
you
in
wouldn't
I would
go to
stay
Vermont.
In this area.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's like how Marcus moved to Malden. Like, he moved to Malden. It's not that far.
Yeah.
Vermont?
Yeah.
Oh,
my
joking.
Mom would probably move to, like, she says, like...
My mom's gonna move... Vermont my mom's moving to Newbury in a couple months.
Where is that?
It's north.
Okay.
It's north. It's right by Newburyport.
They're right next to each other. I have a friend from Georgetown, and whenever she says Newbury Street, she says Newburyport, and I'm like, no.
You're close.
Really, really close. She's from Georgetown, Mass, which I didn't know was a place until I met her.
I can't
there's
picture Georgetown,
of,
Mass.
There's
it's
a lot
vacant.
Of
vacant. They don't even have a football team. It's so small. It's
Massachusetts crazy. Towns where, like, I wouldn't know they existed.
Yeah.
What all state Western. Do you think where it's, like, you would know all the names of the towns in that state? Like, Kansas?
Zero?
Zero? None? Rhode Island?
There's
Rhode
a ton
Island.
Of them. There's a lot of them.
I don't know. I just feel like some states are more, you know.
The U.S. is huge. I feel like I cannot conceptualize its vastness.
Depends on what you think is big.
Russia? Is that what you're getting at? China?
U.S. is standard. I'm just kidding.
No.
So France is like the size of Texas, if that.
I love that. I love whipping out that fact.
I love
whipping out
French
that fact.
With that.
You can fit all of Europe. Not well. You can fit the most important.
The boot is Italy. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Sorry, well, I had to say that.
Yeah.
I had to, like, acknowledge that I don't know what I'm talking about.
And also, we have What if 15 seconds on the clock.
What if we switched out Florida for Italy?
Do you think someone's going to come in and say,
do you not want to go to bed?
Here's my shift. No, I just want to know, like, if someone's really
dedicated. No, probably not,
because
it's break, so everyone's gone.
Do they just play, can you, like, play random music?
Yeah. I'm going to have to turn on the computer when we leave.